Tricky Kid Media Original, distributed by iHeartRadio.
Yeah. Bitch, rub, bitch, rub.
Hey there, loyal listeners. Ready to take a walk on the wild side? Our main show is all ages, so it's 18 up only after this. Got it? Tricky Kid TV for exclusive content where you can see more of our guests. And now, here's your host. He reads books and has a nice cock. DJ Tricky Kid.
Today is author, activist, Carrie Farrell is here. She's written a book called You'll Never Believe Me.
Hi, Roy. Thank you so much for having me on. I am thrilled to be here.
Where I felt the book succeeds, it tells the story of a lot of people trying to come to New York. I related to it. Obviously, I can't endorse the choices that you made, but I want people to understand trying to make it in that city is fucking hard. That survival mode kicks in.
I appreciate you saying that because I wanted to talk about other people having similar experiences. Hearing people say they were transported back at the time is unbelievably gratifying.
I saw that you were back in Utah. Was that the first time you've been back?
My dad is out there still. I was there last month for Sundance. There's definitely that part of me every time I step off the plane. Am I going to get apprehended? Am I okay to be here? So for those listening who don't know who I am Korean American. I was adopted from Seoul, Korea as an infant and ultimately landed in Salt Lake City, Utah, where I was raised under the Mormon religion. I was the only Asian person in my entire school. So I just really struggled with identity. I knew that I was made for bigger and better things. I chose New York because it was the farthest away. Very happy I'm still here and I can't imagine living anywhere else in the United States.
I moved there to working for a record label here in Dallas, and I got a promotion. I actually got a job in an airline because I could use the flight benefits.
That's brilliant.
I was surprised that never occurred to you.
People ask similar questions. Weren't you trying to pick up dudes at Union Pool? Why didn't you go into sex work? And it was because it wasn't something I was plotting. I wasn't thinking this clearly about it at the time. It was very impulsive. When I moved to New York, it was with the intent of starting anew, which I did successfully for a few months. How am I going to keep moving forward? And I quite literally ran myself out of town. Now my goal is to use my experiences to help, especially coming out of the system of incarceration.
How come you didn't know your release date?
You can get released early for good time. Really what it comes down to for the jails is amount of beds they have available. It being in the middle of the night was a total surprise. I was dilly-dallying, taking my time, and they were like, do you want to go home or not? And I was like, what?
You actually land in a trailer park with some kink couple looking for some Asian takeout to enjoy.
Pretty much.
Talk to me about what was going through your mind in that situation.
It's like 2008, and I was 21 after everything had happened in New York. After I got out of jail, I was looking for a place. This couple were looking for someone or something, and it wasn't a good situation. I'm not going to keep myself in this perilous situation. So I walked with my suitcase to the gas station the wife worked at to be like, I can't stay here because your husband is a creep, and asked her if she knew of anywhere for me to go. And there was this crazy fucking hotel with a crazy fucking proprietor I ended up staying at for a few weeks. It really was survival. It did feel like the first time I was standing up for myself. Yeah.
Tricky Kid Radio is distributed by iHeartRadio and is available on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and the Google Play Store. Subscribe for free on the iHeartRadio app or on your favorite podcast platform. Subscribe to Tricky Kid TV on YouTube.com for a stunning visual look at all the fun we have here, plus exclusive content, short films, and more. Follow us on social media. Our Twitter handle, @TrickyKid2. Type Tricky Kid Radio Podcast on Facebook and DJ Tricky Kid on Instagram. Speaking of which, subscribe now to Roy Turner's alter ego DJ Tricky Kid's amazing Twitch channel at twitch.tv for retro gaming, exclusive DJ sets, as well as DJ instruction and live streaming of Tricky Kid Radio, where you, the audience, can participate and interact with our guests. Don't miss a single stream so you can be up to date on the latest on all things Tricky Kid. Subscribe now at twitch.tv/DJTrickyKid.
This is Eva Lovia, and you're listening to Tricky Kid Radio with Roy Turner.
Hi, everybody. My name is Alex Cole. You are listening to Tricky Kid Radio with Roy Turner.
The story that I heard was that you were at Vice and you like hit on like some aggressive some employee or
so department. I found out I was let go from that job. I read the same article everyone else read.
Oh, okay.
You know, there were a lot of people who were supporting me. Fuck those trust fund kids. These people get to live here not because they're working harder, but because someone is bankrolling them. Ultimately, I was targeting people who looked like the kind of people holding me back in Utah. There were people emailing me willing to harbor me. I know you're running from the cops. Do you want to chill here for a few days? I don't know what the intentions were.
Yes. Somebody that they considered to be one of them actually doing this wild shit. Baller shit.
That's a good point. I mean, I honestly haven't like thought about it in that way. The sociological parts of it, right? How did this end up being such a huge thing and people caring so much? For younger listeners, the news cycle was not as fast back then.
But it's also the naughty thing. You were brazenly liberatingly sexual, the whole hot dogs.
I was running around bars, sliding notes that had ridiculous come-ons. It was a very fun period of time in a very fun subculture, like subverting the model minority myth, right? Even in present day, it's like people think of Asian women's typically. It was a perfect storm of a lot of things.
The attitude, like this inner goodness, wanting to be good. When you were going by Michelle and people were, hey, Michelle, where you were like, who the fuck is Michelle?
So to clarify, I was going by my middle name after all of this stuff happened because I was paranoid that even though my record was expunged, if people Googled Carrie Farrell, or even Carrie Ensor, my married name, all my shit would have come up. There were times I tripped up a bit, but I'm extremely good at code switching. You know? So for me, it was just playing another part. By the way, I didn't write about this, but Adam Newman at WeWork and Vivek Ramaswamy at his biopharma startup called Axivant, those motherfuckers, both of them let me go after they found out about my history. I did not get the job under false pretenses. I worked there for 2 years and they let me go. Shout outs to my publishing company because they never once muzzled me. I'm posting my ass on the internet all the time. I'm talking about being slutty all the time. Whereas this book, I almost felt it was going to discount it in any way. It's super easy to find me online and you can all see the goods.
You could send the book, you wanted to just fade into obscurity.
I sold a television show, a scripted, fictionalized, loosely based on retelling of my story. We started working on that 7 years ago. So the reason that I wrote a book is because this is taking fucking forever. Like, this is insane. We survived the pandemic. We survived all these strikes. I'm feeling so activated because it's the first time in my life I'm not shying away from being a felon. Within the next few weeks, I can say more definitive things. We have an amazing showrunner. She worked on Fargo. We have a director who's attached. But yeah, it's happening. The reason I wanted to work for Vice, I wanted to be a writer. That is what I did after I got out of jail.
I relate to it. I started production on my first documentary film in December of 2018. This is the year people will finally will be able to see it.
Fuck yeah. Congratulations.
Thank you. To bring it back to you, how this applies to your situation. While making this movie, I had to deal with people that didn't be welcome in my home that had that camera or those within my pay range, whereas now I would fucking never deal with these goddamn people ever again. You were having to deal with people you knew were fucked.
One of the reasons I started my production company is because I want to be able to help people tell their stories and do it in a way where they're not like, oh my God, I had to do X, Y, and Z just so I could get this fucking boom mic.
You ever look back and go, what the fuck? What a crazy, crazy life.
And there's always new crazy things happening too. The world is fucking crazy. Chaos attracts chaos, right? It's just making sure the chaos you're attracting is the right kinds. It also is what drives me and gives me energy. I am proud I have a book. If for nothing else, if it changes one person's mind on why do we think throwing someone into prison without any resources, expecting them to get out and be productive members of society. I'm so happy now I have left the corporate world to have my production company and do all the things I'm doing.
I love you got a second chance at it. You're doing what you should be doing.
Thank you so, so much. We are the only ones who can really take control of our own lives. I changed my life around to not be thought of as like this horrible person anymore. And I'm grateful to all these people who helped me get there.
The book is called You'll Never Believe Me. Tell them where they can get it.
You can get it everywhere, but I encourage you to go to your local bookstore. You can follow me on Instagram, Hot Dog Hand Jobs. I have a podcast launching soon called The Worst Thing I've Ever Done. Roy, I would love to have you on.
I hope the next time you and I get a chance to do this, I hope it'll be in person.
That would be amazing. Thank you so much, Roy.
Tricky Kid Radio is distributed by iHeartRadio and is available on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and the Google Play Store. Subscribe for free on the iHeartRadio app or on your favorite podcast platform. Subscribe to Tricky Kid TV on YouTube.com for a stunning visual look at all the fun we have here, plus exclusive content, short films, and more. Follow us on social media. Our Twitter handle, @TrickyKid2, type Tricky Kid Radio Podcast on Facebook and DJ Tricky Kid on Instagram. Speaking of which, subscribe now to Roy Turner's alter ego DJ Tricky Kid's amazing Twitch channel at twitch.tv for retro gaming, exclusive DJ sets, as well as DJ instruction and live streaming of Tricky Kid Radio, where you, the audience, can participate and interact with our guests. Don't miss a single stream so you can be up to date on the latest on all things Tricky Kid. Subscribe now at twitch.tv/DJTrickyKid.